All right, welcome back to another episode of Mad English TV. The trip wasn't very good weather-wise, but it was still fun. Okay, the trip wasn't very good weather-wise. I can't say this weather. What can you say weather? Actually, a lot of people have a problem with that sound. Th. Can you make that sound? Let me know down in the comments. Can you say weather? Some people say Veza. Weather, weather. You have to stick out your tongue. Weather-wise, okay. So this lesson is not about sticking out your tongue. This lesson is about this word here, wise. Do you know what it means when we add the little suffix wise onto the end of a word, right? If you have a word and you add a piece onto the end of a word, it's called a suffix. Okay, like kindness. Are you a kind person? All right, if we want to make kind of change the form of that word, we can add ness, kindness. What are some other words you can think of with a suffix? Now, there are lots of English words with suffixes, right? Just a small piece of a word. It's not really a word itself. It's a piece of a word that we add on to another word. Okay, that's why I have the little have this little hyphen here to show you that this is a suffix. Actually, the word wise is another word. Wisdom, right? Are you a wise person? That means you're like, you have like deep, you're not just smart. Wisdom is a little bit different than just intelligence, right? Wisdom is like kind of a deeper thing, right? If you're a wise person, you make good decisions. You know about a lot of things on like a deeper level, right? So when this word wise is a suffix, it means in terms of the previous word, right? There's a word here. It means in terms of that. So let's look at an example. The trip wasn't very good in terms of weather, but it was still fun. Okay, so the trip wasn't very good in terms of, or I could say the trip wasn't very good weather-wise, but it was still fun. Okay, so I can choose both of those. In English, sometimes there's many different ways to say the same thing. So that's what wise means, okay? So weather-wise, it was great. Food-wise, it wasn't so hot. It wasn't so hot. Do you know what the word hot means here? It means good. It doesn't mean physically hot, right? Are you hot? Are you a hot person? So the word hot can have different meanings, right? If you're hot, that could mean that you're very attractive. Maybe you're a hot chick, right? Or maybe you're hot. Maybe you have a fever, right? Check to see if you have a fever. Then you could say I'm feeling hot, right? Or maybe you just did some exercises or something. Or maybe it's hot in your house. It's not hot in my house. It's freezing outside. So we just got a snowstorm, a blizzard rolled through Calgary. If you look on the news, Calgary news, you'll see there were just hundreds of accidents around the city. Every winter, when we get our first big snowfall, which we just got, which is pretty good because it's already November. Usually we get snow a little bit earlier than this, but it's November. We got our first big snowfall here in Calgary, and people forget how to drive in the winter. When the winter hits, it takes people a few days to learn how to drive in the winter. There's just accidents every year. There are like hundreds of accidents around the city during the first snowfall. So if you come to Calgary, get ready for some crazy winter weather. It's pretty crazy out there. So it's cold outside. So I could say here in Calgary, weather-wise, it's not so hot. So hot can mean good. Right, so it's not so hot. So, if someone asks you, if I ask you a question, hey, how was your trip? Right, maybe you took off to Cuba or something. It's very common here in Canada, during the winter months, we get cold snaps, right? A cold snap is a long period of cold. It could be cold for a month or even longer here in Canada, right? We might have a cold snap for like, you know, it might be like minus 30 degrees for 30 days. Can you imagine that? Minus 30 for 30 days. Yeah, that's a terribly cold snap, right? Nobody wants to be in that kind of cold for so long. So what people do is people take off. They fly from here down to, you know, the holiday, the sun destinations, right? Like Mexico, Cuba, you know, Dominican Republic, those countries, right? They go down there for a week and then they come back and they kind of, it kind of, you know, it lets you miss some of the cold snap, or you can escape at least part of the cold snap. So that's great. I've done it before. It's nice, right? So if someone asks you, you know, how was your trip? You could say, oh, well, like weather-wise, it was great. Food-wise, it wasn't so hot. I got sick. I ate something there. Something was, you know, the food, it didn't sit with me. Right, if something sits with you, that means it's good for you, right? It's your body likes it. It's acceptable. But if something doesn't sit well with you, if food doesn't sit, that means it doesn't digest properly and you get sick. Or we can also use that verb sit to mean something kind of like emotional, or like kind of like a feeling you get, right? You could say something he said didn't really sit with me. It didn't sit with me. Maybe your friend said something and they didn't quite feel right. You could say it didn't sit with me, right? So very often, you know, it happens when, you know, you're somewhere, you know, the weather might be good, the food might be bad. Or the food might be good, the weather might be bad. So you can say food wise or weather wise, okay? So we often use this little like suffix when we're comparing things, right? Food-wise, it was awesome. And then if you want to compare that to some other aspect of it, say weather-wise, it wasn't so great, right? So here's another example. I'm feeling a lot better, but energy-wise, I'm still pretty low, right? So let's say you were sick for a while and I ask you, hey, how are you doing? You could say, I'm feeling a lot better, actually. But you could say, but energy-wise, you know, I'm still kind of suffering. I'm still pretty low. You know, sometimes when you get sick, your energy, you feel sick and your energy is low. And then maybe when you start getting better, you feel better, but you're still pretty low on energy. So you could say energy-wise, right? Relating to energy. In terms of your energy, right, you're still pretty low. Let's see. Okay, so clockwise, did I miss over a slide there? No, I don't think I did. Was my I had a Biden moment, right? Joe Biden, sometimes his brain just stops functioning. He'll just kind of be like sitting there staring off into outer space. So I just had a Biden moment, guys. So clockwise, you've probably heard these words, right? Clockwise, counterclockwise. This is talking about the direction of the clock, right? So the clock moves that way, right? It goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? That's called clockwise. And this is called counterclockwise. So if we're playing a game, a card game, I deal out all the cards, let's say, right? So who's going to start? Well, let's say left of the dealer, and let's go clockwise. Okay, so let's say I'm the dealer. I deal out all the cards. So let's start with you, and then we'll go clockwise. Right? That's typically how games are played. They go clockwise. But you could go counterclockwise if you want. That's the opposite direction, right? Okay, so here's a ruler. So you could say lengthwise, right? That's relating to the length of something. Okay, so lengthwise or widthwise, depthwise, heightwise. So let's say this TV, for example, If you ask me, hey Mark, what are the dimensions of this TV? I could say, well, lengthwise, it's 30 some odd inches, 33 maybe, 30 some odd. Did you hear what I just said there? I don't know how long this TV is. I forget. I bought it a few years ago, right? So usually TVs are measured on the diagonal like this. So this might be a 30 some odd inch TV. So if you're not quite sure, it's somewhere in the 30s. You can say 30 some odd. 30 some odd. So this is probably the length would be 30 some odd inches. The diagonal also would be 30 some odd inches. And then the but I'm trying to teach you this one wise, right? So lengthwise, let's say it's 33, let's say width. Is this the width or the height? Maybe, it's kind of sometimes it's a bit confusing when you're measuring like a table. They might use the term depth. Depth, what is that? The width? What's the difference between the depth and the width? If I use the word depth on this TV, it would refer to how deep it is, right? So I mean this depth, the depth is about that big, maybe about 1 inch depth. Right, it's got a width of about, or a height of about 24 inches, a length of about maybe 30, 33 inches, something like that. Okay, so lengthwise, widthwise, or height or heightwise, I'm not sure which word that is, heightwise, depthwise, right? So we use this term for, measuring. So, measuring stuff, right? Price wise, it's a bargain. Security wise, it's not so great. Okay, now what would the question be that this is the answer to? Right? If you give this answer, which question would it be answering? Well, it would be answering the question, hey, is this a nice place to live? Is this a good apartment? Maybe let's say you're looking around for a place to live. You could say, is this a nice place to live? I could tell you, well, price wise, it's great. It's a bargain, right? Security wise, it's not so great. Maybe it's a dangerous community, right? So your question, is it a good place to live? Well, good how? Because good can mean many different things. Are we talking about comfort? Are we talking about convenience? Are we talking about safety? Are we talking about price? Are we talking about the view? There's so many different aspects, right? In fact, if you go to a real estate website, there's lots of real estate websites, or if you want to rent a property or buy a property, right? So I live here in Northeast Calgary, and so here's a website I found that kind of just evaluates the different aspects of goodness, right? Because you want to know, what is this a good place to live? Well, good how? Look at all these categories. Quiet. Is my community of Redstone, is it quiet? Well, look at that. Whoever's selling a house, someone's selling a house on this website, right? It's 10. That's pretty good. But I don't know if that's true because there are always planes flying over my house, ruining my videos. So I don't know if they factored the planes into the quiet equation, right? So friendly car, sorry, it says car friendly. 10, wow. Car friendly, is that a good thing if something's car friendly? Wouldn't you rather have walking friendly? I mean, where isn't car friendly? Everywhere is car friendly, right? Maybe not. Maybe like not downtown. If you live like downtown Vancouver or some big city, that's not very car friendly. So yeah, it is. This is a car friendly area. I'm just not sure if that's a good thing. Would you like to live in a car friendly area? I mean, if you look down here at the shopping is the lowest one here. It only has a score of 1, and that is true for this area because there are no stores around here. There's nothing. If you want to live here, you have to have a car. So you can go drive to buy food, drive to buy clothes, drive everywhere you have to have a car. Okay, so yeah, it's pretty bad. So that's why it's car friendly. It's car friendly because it's shopping wise, See, I just used the word wise. Okay, shopping wise, it's just brutal. Brutal means in this case, it means bad. It's very bad. It's brutal. It's just terrible, right? So, look at these other categories, right? You've got daycares, that's pretty high, right? Daycares, that's true. There's a lot of daycares around this area. Okay. So let's say you're talking to some, people who want to move into your area and they ask you, is this a good place to live? If they have kids, you could say, yeah, I mean, daycare wise, it's a great place to live, right? Maybe transit wise, right here, transit friendly, right? It doesn't have a very good score of being transit friendly. So you could say transit wise, it's not a great place to live. All right. So what other, pedestrian friendly? Actually, I'm surprised it only got two pedestrian. I would have given this one, I would have put it way up here for this area, because this area is actually pretty walkable. That's a way to describe a community is walkability. If it's walkable. I could ask you, what's the walkability? I'm not sure if that's a real word, right? But sometimes you hear these kind of words, right? What's the walkability of your community? You could say, oh, it's really walkable, right? That means you can just go around, you can walk around. You know how I do sometimes in my vocabulary walk videos? I don't know if you remember when I was in San Jose, Costa Rica a few years ago. Remember, I just walked around, I made some videos walking around, I met that nice Costa Rican guy, construction worker, and it was a nice community, a walkable neighborhood, right? Some neighborhoods are not walkable. Maybe there's like big roads and like highways, and you can't walk, right? You want a nice kind of a quiet community with some nice paths, some parks. Maybe, here in Redstone, there's a nice park. I've done walking videos around here, right? It's a very walkable community, so that's nice. So there's different ways to evaluate, right? So remember, we often use this word wise or this suffix wise to evaluate stuff, right? So I want you to make a sentence with the suffix wise. That's your homework for today. Okay, so let me know down there in the comments what your homework sentence is. I look forward to reading it. Guys, as always, I love you so much. Hope you're having a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay happy. And I'll see you guys over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.